Dan Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Morning, Kelly.
Hello.
Back at it again.
Yeah.
Social distancing and the coronavirus continues. That's going to be something that just is, it's going to turn into the word of 2020, I think. You know, every year.
I think it's already.
Every year, they always, at the end of the year, announce a, what was the word of the year for, you know, this past year. And I think you're right. I think we've already, we've already got it.
We've coined it.
It's coronavirus. So, anyways, welcome. We're still doing a show here. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
We still get to do that. We are still deemed essential employees. Not many other people are in and around the building, so, you know. You feeling okay?
Sure.
Okay, sure. Yeah. All right, all right. All right.
I'm drowning in homeschooling, I'll say that.
Well, you know, and
I'm
here's...
I'm drowning.
I get it, and I'm not trying to homeschool my kids. I don't know how to. I'm not a teacher. I'm just...
Yes,
I'm
they
just,
should make $1 trillion.
Right, and I'm just trying to make them do the... work that the professionally trained teachers have assigned them. That's all I'm doing.
I literally schooled with my kids for like 5 hours yesterday. So like work full day, then go home, school the kids. Because I'm just trying to figure out, like both of them have like two different schedules and then two different like virtual classrooms, two different printed out calendars. And we thought we were just good if we were following the... No, no, no. There's all these workbook pages over here. You're supposed to do that first. And by the way, you got to turn in like 5 of them with pictures by Friday for like 4 different groups. Spelling test, all this. I mean, it's a lot.
I get it.
I'm drowning.
All right.
Little.
Well, I mean, prayers for you.
Uh-huh. I think there's a lot of parents in the same... boat because they're trying to balance like full-time jobs and try to do like the full-time job of teaching their kids now.
Right. With a lot of people working remotely for sure. It's that is a tough balance to do there. So
tensions are high a little. We're trying to find a calm. We're trying to not be overwhelmed.
All right. That's all we can ask for, right?
We'll get through it, but we just got to find the rhythm.
So yeah, today on the show, it's, you know, it is gonna, like, the show's, it's gonna morph and it's gonna change from day to day just because, you know, we don't know how inundated, and how deep into this whole pandemic we're gonna get. So, you know, we're trying to figure this out as much as you are. So we are,
but we're gonna try to keep normal on our show though.
Yeah, as much as we can. But yeah, so Throwback Thursday still a thing today. So yeah, that's something we can control.
I believe it could be like saving America. I feel like Throwback Thursday could save America.
Yeah, maybe. We do have a couple setting the bar stories.
Always
and
fun.
Unintentional results of the coronavirus. We got to check in and see how Cardi B's doing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wellness check on Cardi.
Sure.
Is she aware of her hot new tune burning up iTunes?
Oh yeah, she wants to pay now.
Oh she ah.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. She's very aware.
Gotcha.
She's been retweeting like the iTunes charts and things like that that show her remix, which she's not getting paid for yet.
Yeah.
Doing so well as the unofficial anthem of now this coronavirus. So,
okay. I figured.
Anyways, we got a lot of stuff to get to, but we will. As we said, try to keep it as normal as we can here on the show for you. A little distraction for what is for sure a abbreviated, distracted life that you're living right now. I mean, you know, abbreviated, not meaning like you're sick or anything, but
no,
abbreviated work, abbreviated, you know, social life,
altered?
All that stuff.
Altered is a better word.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes,
look at you, wordsmith.
New normal.
All right, so we got setting the bar coming up here in just about 10 minutes. Spend a Kelly 99.7 DJX. Text from Michael says, I'm just like both of you, a central employee. I drive a truck for Red Baron Pizza. I listen to y'all every morning, all day long as I'm driving. So keep up the good work and stay safe.
Oh, you are essential.
I mean.
Oh, they need that pizza.
Like the delivery drivers.
Yes.
Beyond just the healthcare workers. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are learning who the real essential employees are in a community.
The real MVPs of the coronavirus.
Right.
Heck yes.
Oh my gosh. So, and really, I don't feel worthy to be among the essential employees.
Oh, no.
We literally just show up and turn on a mic.
Yeah.
That's all we do.
It's pretty minor.
We're not, I mean, and Kelly and I are staying our 6 feet away from each other.
Because we have to with the equipment.
The equipment kind of
naturally
helps
keeps
that.
Us right. apart. Right.
So, you know, we're not doing anything special. All we're doing is turning on a microphone and talking to y'all.
Trying to entertain you a little bit while the real MVPs are out there doing the real work.
Right, like delivering that Red Baron pizza.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, dang.
Man, I could go for some Red Baron pizza.
I know, it's really tasty.
Man.
I mean, my single days, I lived off Red Baron.
Yeah.
They had these little individual pizzas.
Right, so right, good. Right, right. Well, I told you that when I was in high school, I would go home for lunch. Because we had an hour for lunch, which my daughters thought is absolutely incredible.
Oh, we didn't have an open campus. We had closed campus for sure.
I had an open campus, so I would walk home for lunch. I had just enough time when I got home to pop in one of those little mini pizzas into the toaster oven.
Yeah.
I would turn on Price is Right. I would watch Price is Right.
Oh my gosh.
Eat my little mini pizza and then
walk back to school.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's all I had the time for. My mom would literally buy like a dozen of those frozen mini pizzas every single week because I'd go through them all.
Mm-hmm.
That was all I ate.
That's what fueled your childhood.
It was frozen mini pizzas.
That's great.
So, yeah, you do you, Michael. You keep up the good fight.
He's out there.
There it is.
Doing the stuff. We love it.
All right. So coming up here, it is Setting the Bar. Small examples of what not to do. DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. All right, Setting the Bar. Every morning, right about this time, we give you a Setting the Bar story. Examples of what not to do. So, yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without contracting coronavirus when you're cheating with your mistress, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Did you hear about this story?
No.
So this husband from Britain is in a, quote, blind panic over his extramarital affair now that he has contracted the coronavirus on a secret rendezvous to Italy with his mistress.
Oh, dang. Oh, dang.
Right.
Oh, so wow. How do you explain that one?
Right. So he's not even worried about coronavirus, which according...
He's worried about his wife?
He's worried about getting caught.
Oh, wow. Oh, dang.
So apparently his wife, who's only aware that he has the COVID-19, has since isolated herself inside the couple's lavish home. Apparently, he has a very jet-setting job.
Okay,
that
he could blame the work. I had to travel for job, honey. Right?
Yeah. So this story is out. They're not like the hospital or is not naming the patient.
Interesting. Well, how do we know the personal details about that?
Don't know.
I mean, that's what's interesting is like, how did we learn the dirty laundry part of it?
So,
like, he could have just said, I have a jet setting lifestyle and with my job and I travel a lot. And that's how I got it.
So, apparently,
because it's highly contagious, you walk by somebody and get it.
Well, I mean, released this information to the hospital.
Gotcha.
Like, hey, how did you. Well, you know, I was there.
How'd you come in contact?
Who was with you? I was there with this person. Who is this person? Is this your wife?
Co-worker.
No. Yeah, I know. So it's like, so I think it just came out, you know, in the interview from the hospital.
Tell us about your exposure level.
Now
I was exposed a lot, sir.
Right.
Like
in this region,
exposed right, this area
right down here.
There's a lot going on in this area.
Now he's expected to, you know, survive and be okay. However,
the marriage may not.
Marriage may not. So yeah, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without contracting the coronavirus when you're cheating with your mistress, you're doing okay.
Oh wow.
Yep.
That is, oh dang.
There you go.
Oh, dang.
That's Set at the Bar on 99.7 DJX. Spen and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, 614, 62 outside. Today and tomorrow is an alert day, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. So if we I mean, if it's not for the coronavirus, my gosh, now we got weather we got to worry about. Thunderstorms later tonight rolling in, and then overnight, and then even some thunderstorms into tomorrow as temperatures are mid-70s to upper 70s today. So there you go, 62 right now. And you feel good? Do them every single hour here, brought to you by JCPS. Kelly K.
This from our friends over at Wave 3, the Omni Hotel, is doing its part to help out local restaurant workers who have been out of a job. So with, you know, the closing down of dining rooms and bars, Omni had a lot of extra food on hand. So they were prepared to feed several thousand people a day between banquets, the hotel's two restaurants, and the Fall City Market. Food is not going to waste. Instead, they're donating it to the Lee Initiative, which local chef Ed Lee's efforts to support free meals for displaced restaurant workers. Right. Yeah, they're going to do that. It said, you know, we employ restaurant workers. According to a spokesman there at the Omni, we understand the uncertainty of the times that we're in right now. So whatever we can do to support those in hospitality, even if they aren't Omni employees, we want to do that. So Tuesday, volunteers prepared meals that were picked up at Lee's restaurant at 610 Magnolia.
There you go.
Very, very cool. I can only imagine a lot of other, you know, hotels and people like that that served a lot of food to a lot of people on a regular basis are going to jump in and find something to do with their food. So it's great to see that them leading the charge over there at the Omni.
There you go.
So that's feel good.
Good stuff there. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I don't know if you are handling self-quarantine like Cardi B is, but Cardi B took to Instagram the other day just to kind of let us know how she's handling it.
I need to know what's going on. If you work at the Pentagon, let a bitch know.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Listen.
I need to know. I don't know if you could tell, but I'm losing my mind. I want to get dressed up. I want to put a face front on. I want to put my expensive outfits, and I want to go out, and I can't.
I know. So, listen, yeah, she's saying, I think, what we all feel there. So
prayers for Cardi.
Prayers for Cardi. Listen,
needing to put on her fancy outfits.
Listen, she needs to put on her fancy outfits.
She
and
needs
then
the Pentagon to call her.
And then she's got another DJ who's making a lot of money off of her rant on Instagram last week that she can't get checks for it.
Justice for Cardi.
I mean, justice for Cardi. I got an update for you coming up here next.
Oh, great.
99.7 DJX, good morning, and Kelly K Show. So yesterday, I noticed that the hashtag release the butthole cut was trending. So
I was
like, I had to dive in to the, you know, the wormhole that was Twitter to find out why. And apparently it was, you know, the digital release of Cats happened on Tuesday. And that's when this tweet went viral claiming that there exists a butthole cut of the version of Cats, because it was his friend's job as a CGI like technician to remove those from the movie.
A lot of unsung heroes in Hollywood, aren't there?
Right. Right.
I mean, this kind of sheds a light on that.
Sure. So apparently, though, this all this fun that we had with that hashtag.
Yeah.
It's come to an end.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'll tell you why. Because that's when director Ben Meckler weighed in with an important update. Here we go.
Okay.
From Twitter, he writes, there was never shots of Cats with buttholes, or at least by design.
None, oh, so this is fake news?
None that I saw anyway.
Okay.
However, there were a dozen or so shot where the skin and fur sim was groomed or just folded in a way that really, really looked like very furry lady genitals and buttholes by accident.
Oh, wow.
So the task, as typical with heavy CG shows, fell on 2D to paint out the offending articles where it was brought up and spotted. So daily reviews were constant, awkward discussions of people plucking up the courage to point things out, like, does that look like a fanny to you?
Ah.
So
it's kind of like in the editing process, going over it with a fine tooth comb.
Yeah. So they were saying that basically it was unintentionally looked like them just in the editing process.
And someone happened to notice it, like, hey,
that kind of looks like
you might want to
edit
go
that
back
out
and fix that.
Right. So they were never actual, that there's never an there's not an actual butthole cut of the movie Cats out there.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah. So That fun little journey on Twitter that we had for the past 24 hours has come to an end.
That is tragic. Tragic.
Do we have sad music or anything to play for that?
Well,
do we need it?
Maybe.
I don't know if Coldplay Fix You is appropriate, but
is it appropriate for you though? I feel like you're pretty upset about it.
I was riding that high for
skip about my day and be fine.
Yeah, no, I was riding my high for a good 5 minutes there while I was researching that hashtag, but you know,
did you try to find on YouTube?
No,
the actual cut.
I didn't actually even go that far.
Oh,
so anyways, right. There you go. There's your update.
Wow. In case there's anybody out there that wanted to spend any portion of your day researching the butthole cut of cats,
save your time. Know that it's not there.
Okay,
it's not there.
We're just here to help.
DJ X, when you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Quarantine Connection.
See what we did there? We slipped it a little bit. Just adjusted it.
Listen, we're professionals.
We're living in a different world right now.
Professional.
So I'll go first. Woman for man. Yeah. I have toilet paper. That's the title.
What an opening line.
I have toilet paper.
You had me at toilet paper.
That got your attention, didn't it?
Sure did.
Yep, I bought $1,000 worth of toilet paper weeks before anybody was worried about the Rona.
Okay.
It's got a nickname now.
Why are you giving it a nickname?
Rona. Suckers! And I've got tons of hand sanitizer, mini donuts, Chex Mix, and chicken nuggets. You know, all the essentials.
Cornerstone of any nutritious meal.
Plus Corona beer, because I'm a bad girl, yo.
Okay.
Looking for a hot guy to hunker in my bunker.
A hunker in my bunker.
Listen, I'm a health nut who loves watching exercise videos. I watch so many workout videos, I don't even have to do the workouts, and I still look like a supermodel.
Okay, health nut that likes mini donuts, Chex Mix, and chicken nuggets. Got it.
I even have a skin-tight hazmat suit so we can get touchy without getting germy.
Yeah, safety first. Fun, right? Safety first, right?
If you're disease-free, hit me up. Bring the bourbon.
Oh.
That's the one essential she doesn't have.
Sure.
Right.
Got it.
Okay. The quarantine cocktails.
Got it. Yeah. It's Craigslist Quarantine Connections. Looking for my quarantine queen?
Uh-huh.
Man for woman.
Wow.
I know you're out there. Just haven't met you yet. And with the way of the world right now, not going to anytime soon.
Oh, sad face emoji.
At least not in person.
Okay.
But boo, we don't have to go through this alone. That's what FaceTime's for.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking for my sassy quarantine queen for video chats. I can be your portly pandemic prince. A picture. I've been told I look like Tom Cruise.
Oh, really?
If he binged on donuts for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Still attractive. We can entertain each other. I'll show you my extensive collection of belly button lint I started harvesting in 1984.
Whoa, wait, back the truck up. Belly button lint?
I promise you haven't seen anything like that before.
Oh, I believe that.
Uh-huh.
I believe that true statement.
Right. And if, and if you're lucky, you might see my banana sticker books.
What?
Banana sticker.
He's got hobbies.
Okay. Is he like saving the banana stickers?
I think
off
he's talking about like
an actual banana.
The Chiquita banana stickers that are on the yeah.
Okay.
Wow, I never thought of a Chiquita.
I have 20 of those. I jam out to Kids Bop music because, dang it, it's catchy. Speaking of catchy, I haven't caught anything, and my mom says I'm a catch.
Oh, wow.
What can you show me?
Okay. All right.
Like, can we just pair those two up?
I don't know. I'm really searching
the toilet paper.
I don't think I know anyone that would be a perfect match for him.
All right.
In my mind. All right. I'm going to keep looking, though.
Okay.
I'll keep my eyes open for him.
This has been Craigslist Quarantine Connection. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Going to be a high of 78 today on the first day of spring. But
Holy cow.
I know, but storms in the afternoon roll overnight, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. Maybe even an alert day with some of those storms being pretty strong there in the listening area. 99.7 DJX. Hey, Jenny.
I had an idea for the community.
Okay.
With all this coronavirus going on, I thought maybe people could hang Christmas lights or something outside, give the kiddos something to do. But also, in the evenings, people could drive around and look at the lights, but still be quarantined.
Oh, like a little Christmas in April sort of thing, or Christmas in March sort
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, we did that at Christmas time. Loved it. It was fun. We got in our jammies and drove around.
It's Corona Christmas.
It's a Corona Christmas.
OMG.
That's a good idea there, Jenny.
Yeah, and it's getting mentioned all over the country, actually.
Yeah, people are doing that. So instead of like shaming your neighbor for not taking their Christmas lights down yet,
now they're the real MVP.
And maybe, I mean, maybe we go all out. Yeah,
why not?
I mean, why not?
Why not?
Hey, jingity jing, e-aw, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity jing, e-aw, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la.
Sanitize your donkey.
La, 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 la.
Sanitize your donkey?
Sanitize your donkey.
Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic.
Hey!
The cutest little donkey,
you'll never see him kick.
Oh no! When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy.
It's not safe!
Hey, jingity jing,
e-aw, e-aw,
it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity jing,
e-aw, e-aw,
the Italian Christmas donkey.
Everybody.
La, la, la. La 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 la.
Hey!
La 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 la.
I like this idea.
I know, right? A little
I'm
Christmas
on board.
In March?
Yeah.
Jingle bells around
the street.
We're
still going.
Okay.
Why not, Kelly?
Hey, look at the mayor's derby on top of Dominic.
There's nothing else happening.
Why stop it?
A pair of shoes for Louis and a dress for Josephine. On the inside says the maid in Brooklyn.
Hey, jingity jing,
e-aw, e-aw, it's Dominic the donkey.
Everyone,
oh, yeah.
Jingity jing,
e-aw, e-aw,
the Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la.
Why you gotta bring you all the time?
Oh wow.
La 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 la.
Adam texts in and says, this Corona thing affecting you two. You've all lost your minds.
Yes, we have. We've been infected with the Christmas spirit.
That's right. Sanitize.
Sanitize your donkey.
Sanitize your donkey.
That's so
hilarious.
One more time.
Really?
It's Dominic the donkey.
One more time.
Jingity jing.
E-aw,
the Italian Christmas donkey.
Ever play this?
La, la, la. La, 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 la.
You literally just sanitized your hands.
I did. I did. Hey, why you gotta bring your mama on, eh? Sanitize your hands, eh?
Wow.
All right, so welcome.
And
welcome, friends.
Good luck getting that out of your head all day.
To Christmas now in March on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, 706, 62 outside, and you feel good. Do this every single hour here, brought to you by JCPS. Kelly K, what do you got?
So, a couple of shout-outs that we got to make. Got a message sent to us that Kelsey Adams had posted a huge thank you to the Exchange Pub and Kitchen in New Albany for feeding the Floyd ER staff today.
Oh,
which was really, really cool. Love seeing that. Great picture sent in there. And then we got a message from Michelle, who wanted to give a shout out to the Spencer County school bus drivers who are delivering lunches to every single student.
Oh, nice.
Which is kind of fantastic. Just a couple of good local examples of people kind of stepping out, helping out, and doing the right thing there. So kudos to the Spencer County bus drivers delivering the lunches and to the Exchange Pub and Kitchen for dropping off food there to the Floyd ER staff.
Nice. Yeah. Like that. 7 DJX. Several people have been texting us throughout the last several days, just talking about what they've been seeing inside like grocery stores and stuff like that. And, you know, how, and you even were experiencing the fact that, you know, there was stuff sold out there in the evening and, you know, these grocery stores are getting deliveries just about every single day, but
people are lining up in the morning. And it's so by the time I get around to going, there's like nothing left.
Right. So the governor is reassuring everybody that the supply chain is safe, that there's going to be enough out there for everyone. So, he said, just, you know, work with us that, you know, we're getting deliveries. It's just, you know, and I did see a report where there's going to be plenty of toilet paper. but no one is going to be there to buy it.
Exactly.
Because everybody already has enough toilet paper for the rest of the year.
We are good. Now, see, we'll still need it because we just bought like our regular supply. And so we'll probably be the only ones that need to buy it.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, I living in a house with, you know, four other women, I go through a lot of toilet paper every single day.
Oh, yeah. So, well, see, I was having a hard time, like, just finding eggs and stuff like that.
Right.
And, like, bread. So I ended up swinging by a grocery store I don't typically go to because it's not anywhere near us. And my husband did, too. So he ended up finding some because he went earlier. And then I got some. So we're good for a little bit.
You all laughed at me a couple years ago for having 18 chickens at my house.
Oh, wow. Don't you wish you had your chickens still?
I do.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Had they survived?
Had they survived?
I mean, most of them did. I think. I mean, we sent them off to literally live
on
an actual farm.
Yeah.
Had they actually survived in our house, we'd be living the high life right now.
You were dipping your toe and like kind of living off the grid.
Right.
A little.
I mean, my wife knows how to make bread, so we'd have bread, we'd have eggs.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know if you can milk a chicken.
Well,
but
you could try. I don't think you'd get much.
I don't know if you can milk a chicken.
Like, no, I just give you eggs. Step away, bearded man.
All right. Your new reality is kind of satellite offices and working from home and doing conference calls rather than meetings. How do you actually get work done in the home? We posted an article with a bunch of tips on how to actually successfully do that up at WDJX.com and Facebook at 997DJX. But in doing this research, and I mean, I mean, do you want hot tips on how to work from home? I mean, I can drop a couple on
drop
you here real
some
quick.
Some hot tips on us.
This isn't the purpose of me talking about this, but some of the hot tips, find a space and claim it like a workspace. Find an actual workspace that you can physically walk to.
Yes.
And go to if you're working from home.
Okay.
Stick to a routine and a schedule. Take breaks, communicate with your housemates or your partner, carve out some time for social interaction and lunch. Know you're going to get distracted and that's okay. And then you got to stop. You got to have a stopping point at the end of the day because it's easy when you're at home just to continue
working. Or to not work at all.
Right. Right. Exactly. But in doing this research, I forgot about this clip. Remember the BBC reporter several years ago who was doing this report and in walk his kids right behind him.
Yep.
And it was
kind of... They don't care daddy's working.
No, not at all. And then in that clip, remember, like, the nanny comes in, the kid on the little stroller comes walking in, too.
Scandals happen all the time. The question is, how do democracies respond to those scandals?
Right over his shoulder.
Yep.
Or the little kid walking in.
Hey, daddy.
And what will it mean for the wider region? I think one of your children has just walked in. I mean, shift it.
he tries to swatter away.
Just like, you wait with the arm, go back, get behind daddy.
And then this is just the tip of the iceberg, because if you'll remember, then after he swats her away, his kid in the little, like, what do you call it? The little walker?
Oh, it's like the little stroller walker thing
comes bounding in through the open door.
Sting sands in the region. Do you think relations with the North may change?
I would be surprised if they do.
And just the kid just comes strolling in.
Oh my God.
Right behind him.
This is so great.
Yeah. Again, this BBC report. This is literally from like 3 years ago.
It's so relevant.
And then the nanny.
Oh God.
And then the nanny runs
in. She dashes in. Like, oh my God.
The nanny runs in.
Trying to grab the kid in the exer saucer.
Yeah. Grabs that kid. Grabs the other one around her arm.
Yeah.
Books are falling off the bed.
All right.
What a mess. What a mess.
For the region.
Dragging the kid.
My apologies.
He ran over the kid with the exer saucer.
I know. What a mess. But that's the reality that we're going to see. As you see, like the Today Show, you see, I mean, one person is working at the actual studio, like Hoda's working at the studio, but then Savannah Guthrie, she's like working at her house. And yeah, everybody's like kind of working remotely and doing all sorts of stuff like that.
So
but
weird.
Anyways, if you want to see that clip again, we got to post it at WDJX.com.
That is life right there.
Ben and Kelly, 997DJX on Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show. Kind of funny, Dua Lipa actually retweeted a post from one of her listeners. She said how to avoid coronavirus and use the lyrics from that Don't Start Now. Don't show up. Don't come out. Don't start caring about me now. Walk away.
You know how.
Don't start caring about me now.
That's great.
There you go.
All right.
That works for coronavirus prevention, too.
Yeah. Good stuff.
I think the best part about the entire thing is the handle on the Twitter user.
Is J-Lo can't sing?
Yeah.
What the heck?
I know.
That's sassy.
I know, right?
But the name of it is Madam President.
Right.
Yeah, right. That's a lot of stuff right there.
Who knows?
Okay. Twitter's, all of it's sassy.
Twitter's kind of the Wild West. We always have told you there. On 99.7DJX. By the way, yeah, Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show or at 99.7DJX. Coronavirus is the word of the year for 2020. Obviously, everybody is now understanding how rapidly it's spreading as cases are popping up all over the country. You know, this is spring and spring break is a thing. And there have been a lot of, I think, probably college students that have been planning a spring break for some time. So how do they deal?
Well, they just, a lot of them just went on the trip despite stuff that was starting to unfold.
Yeah. And even in Florida, when they started to like close bars and restaurants, how's that going to affect the spring breakers? So we thought we'd check in on them.
If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while.
Okay. I get it. I'm not going to stop partying.
I'm not going to allow coronavirus to make me stop partying.
Okay.
2 months we've had this trip planned. 2-3 months. So we're just having a good time. Whatever happens, happens.
Like, yeah.
YOLO.
He's definitely on the YOLO train.
Like, it's really messing up with my spring break.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's totally the worst.
Messing up spring break for a lot of people. Yeah, for sure. I'm sure she's going to understand. The impact that it has and the importance of it.
What is there to do here other than go to the bars or the beach? And they're closing all of it. It's really messing up. I think they're blowing it way out of proportion. I think it's doing way too much.
Doing us bad. We need a refund.
Okay.
Oh, refund. Yeah, listen, this is all about nothing.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So the spring breakers are taking it pretty well, right? Okay.
This virus ain't that serious. It's more serious things out there like hunger and poverty. We need to address that.
Let's fix that first because that's way more pressing.
Here, hey, hang on a second. Guys, pause coronavirus real quick.
Yeah.
We're going to fix some of these other world problems. Then we're going to come back to you.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we planned this a long time ago and it was kind of up in the air if we still go. But like, we're here. I just turned 21 this year, so I'm here to party. So it's kind of disappointing.
Oh, you know what? 21, because that makes you invincible, right?
That's right.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Please, is this it? Please make it stop.
Oh, there's probably more.
Please make it stop.
Let's press on.
But we're just making the most of it. We met these other people in our little...
Oh, you met some other people.
Social distance. You're not supposed to.
Airbnb spot, so we're just hanging out with them and trying to... Get drunk before everything closes.
Oh, get drunk before it closes. That's a great
YOLO.
Plan.
YOLO.
Help us help you.
Oh, my God.
Young people.
That's got to be it, right?
Okay.
It's got to be it.
Yep. I mean, it sucks, but...
Thank you. Finally, she's...
Something that everyone's thinking.
Yeah.
It does suck.
Absolutely it does. You know, people's businesses are being affected.
Yes.
All that. I mean, people are dying, for goodness sake.
I mean, it sucks, but we're going to make the best of it.
Okay. How are you going to make the best of it?
Glasses half full.
All right.
We're enjoying ourselves. It sucks. And I'm from New Orleans, so this really sucks. However, we're going to enjoy ourselves. We're having day parties all day.
Day parties.
That's how they're getting through it.
It's my birthday, St. Patrick's Day. Turn up.
We're just trying to roll with the boy. We're just living for the moment.
YOLO train.
Wow,
okay.
We're just going to do what happens when it happens.
We're just going to do what happens when it happens. Right. What does that even mean?
Can you stop talking?
When stuff closes, we're going to do it when it closes. But besides that, we're just trying to have the best trip we can.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we'll just find another place to like all be together in the same space because that's not what you're supposed to do right now.
All right, so spring break.
Oh, God.
They're handling it well, right? Handling it well.
They need to send some people. to round all these idiots up.
They're handling it well, right?
We're not worried about it. We've been drinking Coronas all day, bro.
All day, bro. Okay. all day. Listen, we need some special attention in Florida because they are not listening.
We're going to be fine.
They did put your listening ears on.
We're going to be fine. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. And with everybody trying to keep clean and sanitize and make sure that they're washing their hands, you know, plenty of times. This is an example of what not to do, okay?
Okay.
You can manage to make it through the day without washing your hands with a block of cheese instead of soap. You're doing okay.
That is not as effective.
No. Miley. She posted a photo on Reddit. She lives in Vancouver, Washington. She thought she was doing her bit to stop the spread of coronavirus by thoroughly washing her hands with a bar of soap. Yeah. Unfortunately, after several days.
Oh, it took her that long? Oh, my gosh. That was taking the first couple of seconds of scrubbing. You're going to notice, this isn't sudsing up.
You would think.
Okay.
After several days, she shared her story on Reddit explaining how she was actually washing her hands with a block of Tillamook cheese.
What the heck is Tillamook cheese?
Well, it just looks like a brand. It's just a brand of cheese. So sharp cheddar.
Yeah. Okay, so it's yellow.
So she explained.
A lot of soaps that are yellow, like that bright cheddar cheese yellow.
It was left out of the fridge following a drunken late night snack.
OMG. I got new soap. I'm going to wash my hands.
The next morning, assumed that the lump of cheese was actually a bar of soap, which was left near the sink.
OMG.
She does actually have a yellow bar of soap.
Oh, she does?
Yes.
All right. I've never actually seen a yellow bar of soap before.
And then she realized that her soap wasn't working because it's literally a block of cheese, she wrote.
Bless her heart. But you know what? So glad she shared it because there may be some others out there who are making the wrong choice too. And
we're like, wow.
My hands don't feel as clean.
Yeah. I guess I shouldn't be using shredded cheddar to wash my hands with.
Wow.
Okay.
Good note. That's a cautionary tale.
Again, set in the bar.
Yeah.
Small example of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without washing your hands with a block of sharp cheddar cheese, then you're doing okay.
Okay. All right. That's why I use the pump.
Yeah.
Like the foaming hand soap.
Well,
you don't have to make that choice.
Maybe she'll turn to that again.
All right.
I don't know. Who knows? That said, to the bar guy. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Up on the website at WDJX.com, you can always send us a photo of the good deeds that you've been seeing or maybe that you witnessed or that you took a picture of or whatever. We'd like to share them. All right. Right there on our website, WDJX.com. You can do that. You can also see a list of a bunch of area restaurants, local businesses that are doing takeout.
And yeah, delivery.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, keep supporting those local businesses because that's how you're kind of keeping them afloat.
Yeah, for sure. So all that, the list and the photos of celebrating people who are doing good up at WDJX.com.
One thing you should spread, love, not germs, right?
Did you just
spread love, not germs? Right? Kindness? Spread kindness.
Spread kindness,
not maybe if you're spreading love, that could be interpreted differently. Spread kindness, not germs.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yes. All right. If that weren't enough, then we go to our feel-good story brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly Kay.
Speaking of spreading kindness, so Brad Paisley, you know, country singer.
I've heard of him.
Lives there in Nashville. Opened up a free grocery store recently.
Wow.
Which in and of itself is like a pretty great
before
idea.
This or... Because of this.
It just recently opened.
Oh.
So here's the thing. It was in conjunction, a partnership with Belmont University provides free food to those in need. It's called The Store,
mm-hmm.
and they're kind of taking it a step further during this whole situation is right. Now they're going to be delivering a week's worth of groceries to the elderly in the area.
Oh, wow.
Which is kind of great. So Brad was kind of talking about it on Instagram and talking about what he's doing.
Well, The Store is open, but in light of how times have changed, we have decided to change the way we do things a bit. We're mobilizing a group of volunteers to deliver groceries, 1 week's groceries, to elderly people that should not be out shopping on their own in these times, following all protocols to make sure that we're doing this right.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah.
And you know what? I've seen here locally a lot of like Facebook groups starting to form, like especially in the school communities. I know our school has one, like, hey, post here if you know of any like elderly family members, mm-hmm. anything like that, that you know that should not be getting out to get their own supplies, let us know. We'll go get them for them.
When I've seen a lot of local grocery stores set aside an hour in the morning to allow for those.
The elderly to shop first.
Yeah, like Rainbow Blossom, I know, was one that was in the news.
I think Dollar General, too, was doing that.
Yeah, several local area businesses and grocery stores. So good for them.
Yeah, a lot of these little adjustments and people offering to help out is going to make a big difference. You can see that story, by the way. It's up on the website, WDJX.com.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You know, we were saying that yesterday several movies are being released right to streaming services because of everybody having to kind of stay in and socially quarantine themselves. Now the new comic book movie Bloodshot that was just released. That's the Vin Diesel movie that we were just, Sam Heughan. It's going to be released for digital purchase on March 24th, just 11 days after being released in theaters for the same reason.
There's a lot of studios that are deciding to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, otherwise they would lose so much money if they still try to put it in theaters that are closed right now.
Right, right. So you can get that if you want on for the digital price at right around $20. But then, not known when it will actually be available for like streaming services or anything like that. But like The Invisible Man, The Hunt, Birds of Prey, Trolls World Tour, all those are going to be released on digital as well. So several movies kind of stepping up and saying, you know, we get it. You're not going out. And so we still want to provide you some
entertainment,
some content, things like that. Right. Tones and I now.